CliffCentral.com.
Zoom Conversations right here on CliffCentral.com. Thank you, Palliser, for doing the right thing with the levels. There's no need for the people to just be like bursting out of their phones, headphones, earpieces, whatever. Thank you for knowing your job, you know, during Christmas, you know. And you got the Christmas shorts on.
And the red shoes.
And the red shoes. Oh, that's Aisha. Aisha's back in the building. We've also got DJ Les, who doesn't know where to sit. You know? Just walk up in here, man, and do your thing. Yeah. People own the space. Like, we actually have access cards. You just walked in. Did you see the security downstairs? No, because we didn't expect your type to be here. So we got DJ Les in the building. He brought his friend with him. He's also got a cap, so I guess... part of their branding and marketing exercise.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Aisha, looking amazing, usual.
Thank you.
I'm just saying that, like, you know.
She just looks KF. Like,
she just looks normal, like a regular stuff. Well, everybody misses KF, and I don't. I really don't. You know what? It's glad to be on the show and just, you know, be on this side of the mic. I used to actually be on the side of the mic until KF decided it's the best place for him. But I understand, you know, that's the way he does things. But it's Big Daddy Black in the building. And we've got Palliser as well. Palliser says she wants to weigh in on today's conversation. For what reason? I don't know. Because no one really wants to talk to her. But yeah, if you're enjoying the show and if you have a little bit to add to our fantastic 1 hour of magic, please hit us up on 079-748-2090, and that's 079-748-2090 on WhatsApp. No text messages, do not call. Just send your message through on WhatsApp. And hey, guess what, Palliser? If we can actually see it, we might read through a couple. We actually don't really
get...
Huh? Mm. Oh, if we get...
Messages. We're going to get. We have to get.
Obviously. Do we have one?
Yeah, of course I do.
Are you good?
Let's just see the evidence.
I need to talk to HR after this episode. No, things really have to change. People get excited because their money came in today. You know, ours hasn't come in for a while, but we're not mad or angry or saying anything. Like, you know, we're just continuing on. You know, we're doing our thing, making use of the Wi-Fi. You know, got that Love and Hip Hop season 7, episode 1 to 10. It's going down. What's up, everybody? How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing, Les?
I'm good,
bro. Well, talk, man. I know you're a DJ, but you can talk, right?
Yeah,
right?
I can.
What languages do you speak?
I speak Zulu.
Except for Q and... Q and mix and what else?
Yo,
and BPM, you know, like, is that a language in the DJ world? It is, right?
Yeah.
BPM is what, speed, right?
Yeah.
Beats per minute.
It's the tempo,
yeah.
Right? Beats per minute.
Yeah.
What's the current tempo and what's your house DJ? I'm assuming.
Yeah. 125. 124.
Couldn't you play like electro?
Yeah, because I'm a versatile artist. So
you're an artist.
I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, DJ Les has just become an artist. Okay. Well, we're going to go into Aisha first. We're going to discuss your new drive that you're going to be having in February. That's your dance. And what is it? It's the
Dance Fights Cancer, which is actually proudly presented by Fashion Designers Expo Zimbabwe.
Okay. Of which is the CEO?
I am the owner. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
So we are going to be... Hey, you never know. Keep smiling.
No. Just got me a new job. Okay, go on.
Yeah, so it's going to be in Harare, 11th of February.
Yes.
Yeah, at Sam Levy's Village. So the Dance Fights Cancer is going to be from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the Village of Hope. That's our concept for Sam Levy's Village.
Okay, dope.
Yeah, so it's going to be all to raise funds for cancer patients. And then the main event is going to be from 7 o'clock, which is going to be fashion orientated.
I wanted to ask, your main base of focus is actually fashion. What encouraged you to then want to go this route? I mean, you usually host the expo. This is a new event for you, isn't it?
Yes, because I had one in July in Bulawayo. We had stalls during the day. Everybody came through. It was really fun. There was jumping castles. And then the main event was from 6 o'clock, which was fashion orientated as well. So everybody that came through, they contributed towards the Cancer Association. Because I am officially a part of the Cancer Association in Zimbabwe.
Okay, well, look, let's just take everybody back. If you're listening for the first time, which would be the best day of your life? Aisha came through a couple of weeks ago.
Three weeks ago.
She's been counting, obviously, because, you know, like, it's all about me, really. But, yeah. And yeah, I mean, we had a very good conversation. We were actually discussing cancer, which is Cancer South Africa.
Yeah.
And you had another lady in the studio as well, the two other ladies in the studio as well.
It was Vimbai.
Vimbai, yes. Yeah. So there you go. So, like, look, it was really, really dope. And, like, yeah, so it's a whole.
It was hilarious. You guys killed us. My stomach was sore after the show.
Really? Was that bad? We're going to try to just kill you completely.
That good.
Like, we want you to die today. Like, yo, that's the idea. And if we can accomplish that, then, hey, who knows what we can do in the future. But, yeah. So. It's very interesting for everybody else out there to know that she's the CEO of Fashion Expo Zimbabwe, right?
Fashion
Designers Expo Zimbabwe. So yeah.
Yes.
Be inspired, you know, and she, because she sounds great, she looks even better. You need to be here. I really feel sorry for you guys because you're never in here, but we're trying to do something for you next year that's going to allow you to see what we are surrounded by sometimes, man.
Yeah.
You know, I can imagine you just there, you know, behind your phone, hoping and wishing, you know. So yeah, just tell me a little bit more about how people can actually, you know, get more involved with the initiative. Because obviously, a lot of guys who will be listening would want to know how they can get down there or get involved with you guys, and maybe even dance too. You know?
Yeah. No. Well, we have contacted quite a few dance companies in Harare, and we are encouraging other groups as well. Like a minimum of 4 people and a maximum of 8.
Okay.
Any age can attend, take part. There will be prizes. There will be a lot of stuff happening as well. We're going to have an MC. We're going to have
good
DJ.
You want to have any age?
Yeah, I think it would be cool to see like a 3-year-old really popping it on the stage.
I wasn't worried about the 3-year-old.
They're going to teach us. Oh.
It's the old people. So they're going to want to get involved. Your old people have nothing else to do but get involved in all sorts of things that have nothing to do with it. And as much as I do love our old listeners, I really don't know if this goes out to you. But hey, anyway, all ages. Yeah. Like able-bodied ages as well. Yeah, y'all just have to remember that. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, as long as they don't pass over Mugabe's age.
They spoke about that guy again. But he can actually still dance, you know what?
Okay, well, I wouldn't want to see that.
No, you just might be able to raise a couple of million if he comes through. I think it's so hard to see him now that you'd have to actually catch him at an event.
Who knows? Maybe he'll come to my event.
He just might. Know. That's why I want him to dance. Like, it'll be really nice to see him dance.
Yeah.
Give people a real reason to smile. Like, you know, for once.
So if anybody actually wants to take part in the dance competition, they can email us on fdezim@gmail.com.
Okay, so FDEZIM.
Zimbabwe@gmail.com.
@gmail.com.
Yeah.
So,
and they can also visit our website for more information, which is www.fdezimbabwe.com.
Okay, dope. And this is happening on what exact date in February?
11 February.
Yes.
Saturday.
So 11
from
February,
like 12 o'clock, people are going to come through. I'm going to get all the shops in the center to take part. They're going to have a pop-out store. So they're going to have their tables of goodies outside.
All right.
It's going to be like a really great interactive day for family and friends and stuff like that. Yeah.
And Zimbos really like that. No, like, you know, let's just to give you like a little bit of details about the Zimbabwean community. Zimbos really like to get outside and be with family.
Yeah, and it's going to be free entrance. So, I mean, bring everybody.
See,
come on.
All
just leave the cans at home.
The information is here now. So don't worry, guys. You don't have to pay. You actually have no reason to not go because it's free. Yeah. I don't know how you guys are doing with your families, but yeah. Maybe take a girlfriend or I don't know. Yeah,
so the main event is going to be from 7. There you pay $10 for the ticket. But that's going to be special. That's going to be special because that's the evening where we're going to pay a special tribute to the ones that we have lost to cancer.
Oh, Aisha, that is so sly.
Yeah.
You left that like right for the end.
Yeah, and before you say something, I just had to throw it in there.
I love the way you packaged it. You're like, oh yeah, but you know, like the main event, and like the real, like the stuff that we have to pay for.
Like
from 7.
Hey, it's VIP.
And it's $10.
Red carpet.
And before you say, no, $10 is too much, then. No, because you see, now we're thinking about the people we've lost. Now you're like, guys, there goes my $10 once. But no, this is such a great initiative. It's funny because, like, obviously, my mom is a cancer patient currently. And
the last time.
It'll be nice for her to actually attend that.
Like, yeah,
because she's really
great.
She's really
come and give
African.
Some inspirational talks. You know, that's what we want to do is spread the awareness.
She will inspire nobody, but she can attend.
You
definitely.
Never know.
You actually might be right. I would love to actually challenge my mom. I know you're not going to listen until the podcast is actually on the app that I put on the phone 2 weeks ago when I was at home. It's the black one, ma, with the yellow. Yes, just. Okay,
just
anyway.
Listen.
Yeah, man. So
press that play button.
Yeah, so February, we're going to go to a very, very, very nice event. And yeah, maybe you could actually say something. Inspire, ma, a few people. Inspire, not whatever, but just, yeah, do the right thing.
Plus your experience on what you think has worked for you in the struggle. You know, like, yeah. Just really just touch people's hearts. That's what we want
to
do.
I think you'll definitely be able to do that because, you know, if there's one thing, when you actually reach out to people, when comes to things like cancer and that, like, people actually respond. Mm. They really do because it affects so many people. They just, you know, like, nobody really takes notice of how much, like, you know, cancer
no,
really
they
affects
don't.
Everybody. Yeah,
unless so. It really affects somebody really close, like their husband, their sister, their child.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like me now, I'm a chain smoker, but, like, when you start thinking about the fact that you actually have a cancer sufferer in your home,
Like
it changes a lot. It doesn't stop you from smoking, but, like, you know, it changes a lot of things. You
it
know?
Just kind
of
like makes you more wary, you know. Like my grandmother, she passed away from cancer.
Wow.
So that's actually what brought me onto this platform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I've really been thinking about things that I can do personally, like that can help other people in the community. I think I've been blessed in so many different instances. Like, you know, funny enough, it's sad to say, but I should be dead. But yeah, I'm not. I'm serious, man. Like, I've been in so many life-threatening situations that I've managed to walk away from and even smile at. Yeah. I'm like, I think the problem here is I need to start doing stuff for other people, you know? If I do one or two things for other people, maybe things will change. So we need to start looking at a lot of ideas on how maybe you guys can help me out, you know, give me some suggestions on things I can start doing. I like to start doing things at home, in Zim definitely, but, you know.
Do things that inspire you, that make you feel good. You know, you love to talk, clearly.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I love the
and
sound
you're good
of my
at
voice.
It.
Yeah. Too much jokes, eh?
You see, you know,
too much
so
jokes.
So maybe I can put together like a little stand-up comedian.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, there you
yeah.
Go.
It can work out
very
well.
No, you're not invited anyway, Palliser, because you need to have a passport to go for my initiative. Really?
Sorry, Palliser.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyway, I'm thinking at the beginning of our journey in radio with KF, we started a challenge. And basically, people used to come in and we used to challenge them at different levels. So we felt we should host one massive event at the end of the year, end of each year. Well, it doesn't have to be at the end of the year, but end of the year is nicer because then you got a lot of people from the diaspora coming in and they can all, like, join in.
Mm.
And we're thinking of different levels of how we can – or different categories of things that we can do. So – we can maybe do it over a whole weekend, or we can do it in one day, and we can have, like, we can teach people about radio in certain segments, you know, music, business, blah, blah, blah. Things that we're savvy about that we feel like Zimbabweans should know as well.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be the first step of actually giving back.
Yeah, no.
And I'm actually starting a little project. I'm not going to tell anybody because clearly people like the Jack projects.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like very dope, and it has to do with kids.
Oh, that's cool. That's
really
good.
It's going to be me and the kids, you know, doing some things, you know.
That's good.
Legal
next
things,
year.
Don't
know.
Do not misconstrue. Because, you know, you got to be careful. It's a very thin line when you put a big man in kids.
Yeah.
Like, what's the big man doing with the kids? We got to be sure. So, yeah.
Yeah,
so if
well,
you guys come up with some ideas, help me out.
Yeah, in August, I'm going to be having my show in Bulawayo, and that's going to be to
raise
funds
did see that, yes.
for kids with cancer.
So it's two-legged, guys. So it's February. It's in Harare.
Yeah.
And that's going to be at Sam Levy's Village, which
yeah.
is very nice, by the way. It's
yeah.
way better than, what's that new mall in Midrand or in Tembisa? Because you got like, the same thing, Midrand, Tembisa.
Mall of Africa.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what they call it.
Really?
The only thing I've ever seen when I go past Mall of Africa at any stage is police. Can anyone explain that
like,
to me?
Traffic is heavy that side, bro.
Always. And yet it's on the other side of the world.
Oh,
yeah.
So they need the South African SWAT police to monitor
the traffic.
That's got nothing to do with traffic. Is it taxi wars? Okay, I don't even want to talk about that because that just will land me in trouble.
Yeah. You find some taxis at the gates waiting for you.
Waiting for, are they taking me home?
Got some Uber, man. Don't use that.
Uber in your life.
Uber?
Don't use that.
How much is an Uber? That's compared to a Texan.
Where are you going?
See, there you go. So, okay, an average Uber trip from where I'll be going, let's say if I'm going from here to Santon, it'll be much cheaper, as about $100, maybe even less.
Yeah.
Because Santon's right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, about $60. Okay, so let's say 60. Oh, you know very well, because then you go get a hot train, well, do your thing. I got you. Okay, so $60. Taxi's like $8. Plus, you got company.
Hey.
A whole bunch of it. You don't even have to ask, like, you know.
Yeah, but some of those people haven't bathed in the morning.
I knew he was going. Why does everyone have to go to the body odor issue?
Yo, thanks
guys,
for mentioning.
It's wrong.
Really? Yo, are you a victim, my brother?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, before this is Les. Les is responding to the body odor. We spoke about cancer, helping kids, everything else. The food and talk. Now that we're talking about body odor in a taxi, like, yeah, me, I know this one.
I can relate.
Challenge is good.
I can relate because it's something that I've experienced from the car seat. You see,
on the hood, man.
Yeah, man. The
it's
hood.
Okay. You don't have to call it the car seat here, man. Call it the hood.
The hood.
It sounds dope. Call it the hood. Yeah.
Yeah, it's something that I've experienced from the hood.
Yeah.
While going to town, people up on my car. I was wearing a white T-shirt.
Damn, this guy got a story for it. Okay, go.
Yeah. <you heard. laughs>
I was wearing a white T-shirt. Okay. I was wearing a white T-shirt.
Yeah.
And there was a guy who popped in the taxi. He was dirty as...
Yo.
Hey, he was very dirty. And the guy was sitting next to me. Yo. Immediately when I went off the taxi, the T-shirt was like very dirty.
Oh, your
my T-shirt. Yeah, I had to...
Oh, you had that white swagger.
Dude,
You can't do that in the taxi.
I had to go and buy a new T-shirt in order for me because I had stuff to do after it. I wasn't going to pop out looking like that.
Well, that's the good thing about a white T-shirt, though. It's kind of cheap, you know what I'm saying? You weren't going to struggle, my brother. You know?
Yeah, it was very easy to get that one.
I thought you had a real problem.
Yeah. I actually bought the same one.
You bought the exact same one.
Did you actually have time for that?
Yeah, I actually popped up to the mall.
Are you sure this man had time to go buy the T-shirt? He probably got to the mall like, I need the white T-shirt now. I was in Texas, not good. Not good. The guy I was, this guy I'm sitting, I know the feeling, though. You know, one of my worst experiences is not even taxi related. It's in the clubs, especially like, you know, because sometimes I do what they call booth monitoring. So a person can hire you to monitor a booth for them. So like they'll have DJs coming in, coming out. So you get to this stage whereby like a DJ will come in and he's like, oh, so he's playing, or you want to tell him that, oh, the next guy's coming on. And this guy just showers his holy breath in your face.
Oh, ooh. My God.
You know, the one that doesn't have, like, you know, the airwaves inside. You know? The one that just missed the corner of a Stimmer Roll player. You know? I'm not saying everyone needs to chew Infinity, but come on, man. There's stuff out here. There's products, man.
Yeah, man.
It's like, I'll be done now.
He sprays at you.
Like, oh. And imagine if you had just come out of a taxi with that dirty guy of yours. And you went straight into that. Wouldn't that be the worst day ever?
Yo.
You see, you're about to throw up, right? But yeah, hopefully when you play anywhere near us, we're not going to have that problem, right, Lesh?
No, obviously.
Just because you buy a white T-shirt. Come on, man.
Come on.
We can't trust you that far. But yeah, okay, Les, give us a rundown of who you are. I saw you had a little, you had a little poster going on Twitter. Did you see? I liked it.
I saw that. Thanks,
I was like,
bro.
Bang, man.
Yeah.
It's like, Les, I'm coming to this show tomorrow. Look at this nigga. But go on, man. Tell us where you're from, how you started, you know, get us into the whole Les lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
And how did you find us?
I'm going to mention that later.
Okay.
DJ Lashes A is a young producer.
Okay, dope.
From Tembisa. Originally, I was born in Tembisa.
Okay.
Yeah. And
a lot of talent comes out of Tembisa. We've got, what's his name? Shimza comes out of Tembisa.
DJ Spoo.
Spoo? Yes, and yes.
We've got DJ Katu.
Yes.
The comedian,
yes.
There's a lot of talent out there.
Yeah.
So, I'm from Tembisa. I'm a DJ and a producer. I'm currently signed under DM Recordings, and I recently signed a contract with Galo Records.
Okay, is that distribution based? Or?
Yeah, it's a digital contract.
Oh, that's a digital contract, yeah, the digital distribution with Gallo.
Yeah.
And DM Recordings is who?
It's from UK. It's a record label from UK.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Damn.
Nice. Yeah,
so,
what's your handle?
Woo.
It's at DJ Lecious.
Oh, so you like international play? Hey, oh, my bad, man. I just saw the caps. I thought, nah, this guy. But my bad, like, look, man. I'm really sorry. Like,
true, bro.
So you got some money, or like? I'm just asking, man. Like, you signed with UK. Have they given you your advance yet?
Ah, come on, dog. I can mention.
Because you know, I use FNB, man. Yeah, FNB makes this. First National Bank, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, cool. Okay, dope. And how did they discover you, or did you basically like send through a demo?
No. It's the music. You know, when you try and hustle, put out the name out there, put on the music.
Yeah.
So immediately when they, you know, people listen to music. Immediately when they hear something good, be like, oh, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Mm. Let's check him out. And yeah.
Which then is funny, because I feel like you guys in the house industry get more breaks like that. Like, hip hop don't get no breaks like that. Like, it doesn't tend to happen like that. Like, you know, like MT was discovered by his own people. Africans.
Yeah, yeah.
There was no UK label like, oh, we would love to try MT. Like, oh, I love it. Roll up. Like, no, that wasn't. But the house thing, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the house type of music is more big outside the country.
Yeah.
It's more recognized outside the country.
I definitely believe. I mean, look at Black Coffee now. I remember trying to book him a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about $15,000
to $20,000
for a 1 hour set. And that was, we were trying to take him out to Tanzania. Yeah, even the Tanzanians are like, oh, no.
Come on.
We got to pay that money. Then you have no money.
No, but he's like really, really good.
Well, look, I mean, Black Coffee is like, he's like the house symbol of Africa.
Yeah.
Internationally, he's the godfather. Yeah. Like, I don't think people even listen to him play when he comes to play anymore. They just look at him.
Wow.
You know, I didn't actually know he had a handicap until like 2 months ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like.
Okay.
Because he always ties his hand in the pocket.
Aisha, you can't say that.
Hey, this is unscripted, right?
Yeah, exactly. So basically, Aisha did not recognize that Black Coffee had a handicap because of that. Oh, so you thought it was like
music more?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I didn't actually see him playing live at concerts. I didn't actually realize that. He always had the one hand in the pocket.
Oh, so you thought it was just like swag?
Yeah.
Hell no. Well, it's swag now.
I'm sure I'm not the only one out there that has also.
But these new school kids, I bet you, they'll turn that into swag like real quick, man. Like,
they'll be walking around like that.
Yeah, they'll be walking around like that. That's not Black Coffee, man. Like, no, they can't be doing that, man. Come on now. Sorry, let's go. Let's go. Yeah.
So, I've been working with DM Recording since 2015.
Okay, dope.
Yeah, so just released an EP with them titled Music is Life.
Okay.
Yeah, and it just released a single featuring a lady from Kenya, which is Inami.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of the songs that are pushing this year.
I really hope we have some of that music in studio today, do we?
Yeah.
Well,
come on.
Not to put anybody on blast, but between KF and Palliser, clearly the after-hours stuff isn't working anymore, you know, because usually things are on point. But anyway, that's a story for another day. But yeah, okay. And where do you see yourself, basically, like, do you see yourself still, like, remaining in South Africa? Or just, I mean, because if you've got a recording deal with a UK-based label and you've got distribution here, I guess, you've also got distribution there, right?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, there must have been sort of a breakout single that caught their attention or whatever.
Yeah, it's, I'd say it's a song
that
actually made them to sort of sign me to their label. So,
and which song was that, my brother?
It was a simple song, Baba Wethu Osizulwini.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, I heard the my father part. Is that correct? Or our father part?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our father what?
Baba Wethu Osizulwini.
Yeah.
Our
so what's
father
the rest?
Who's in heaven?
Who's in heaven?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. See, well,
basically,
look, I got half the language.
Yeah.
This is Zim conversation. If we started speaking in Shona here, you just walk out.
Yeah. No, I do get some of Shona.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Somebody
who are you going to speak to, though? Like, hello.
You speak Shona too, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
For real.
Exactly. You only need a little bit. If you look like this, you don't need to speak a lot of Shona. Trust me. Don't need. If you just say hi, everyone's like, hi, how are you?
Like, no,
you see, there you go. And that means thank you. You see? It's hard for us because they'll be looking at them.
And Mambara, what does that mean?
Mambara. Mm. Mambara is actually quite generalized. Not only Shona, because like it even extends to like Malawi, even here. It's more like, I think it's like more of a Swahili dialect. That, but Mambara is just like, okay, on my side, it's full.
Are you a Mambara?
Okay, we're going to go for a quick ad break. What, Palliser, don't do that stuff. I hate when you do that. Head nodding. People know you're here with me, okay? So don't do that. Talk. Say
so. I wish she had a mic.
Yeah. Oh, no. I swear to God, if she had a mic, they'll just take us off, like, immediately. That because anything that she's going to say is stuff that she's been wanting to say over the last how many episodes have we done so far? So she want to say it all in 1 hour. Can't have that. No. It's already hard enough. You see, open up the industry doesn't mean let the technical people get behind the mic as well. We're struggling out here, man. You know, it's hard. Okay, so what I'm trying to find out from you is how far do you want to extend your music, apart from obviously the European shows where you've managed to at least access now? Mm-hmm. And it's funny how, like, for me, I haven't actually heard of DJ Les before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy because there's actually a lot of DJs like you and producers who actually have all these deals. But we don't know about it.
Yeah.
What is that about? Is that more of a case of South Africa not recognizing you at this stage?
Yeah.
Oh, they're good at that. And no, but I'm being honest. Like, cause it's
a tough industry. I think.
Very.
You're telling me.
A lot of competition.
Very.
I understand.
Especially in the DJs.
I understand there's a lot of competition, but then like I mean, if an international label can take notice of the guy, then why doesn't his own, like, is his homegrown take notice of the guy? If one, let's say one of his songs becomes big, let's say you have another big single or whatever, and it comes from Europe streaming down into Africa, everyone's like, oh, who's this guy?
This All or Nothing song is big in Greece.
You see, there you go.
So we're trying to push it here.
And it's not happening.
Here. It's gonna happen.
No, but I'm asking, is it like now?
You just have to push yourself.
Like now.
Cool.
Yeah.
Because my thing is like, but why? Why do they have to push himself? They should be like ready and availably like wanting to collect his content and material and putting it out there.
Yeah.
You know? I don't understand. Like, it's a real big problem for me because, like, if I have to now interview him to get to know him, I'll be able to then push him or retweet or whatever. At least other people get to know him too. But but he's South African.
Proudly South African.
There you go. Yeah, he's from Tembisa. Everyone in Tembisa hustles, man. You know.
Yeah.
So that's what I don't understand. I'm like, okay, well, why does it have to be so difficult? Maybe you could actually let me know. Like, why is it so hard for you guys to get the platforms that you readily deserve? And there's so many of them. Why is it that we're only celebrating the same talent every year? It's actually getting boring. You even mentioned DJ Spoo. Supposed to have forgotten about him. No, honestly. Really believe. Yeah, we should have forgotten about him by now.
So I think the industry is big and we got a lot of people out there in the industry, but we got too much talent out there, but it's really hard to actually discover someone. And
you're too nice.
You know, you're what I've seen nice, about him? He's so soft. Like,
you're too nice, man.
He's so shy, you know?
I want to help you. I want to support you, but you're too nice. You're too nice, man. You deserve to be popping off in Europe. That's where all the nice people at. It's Africa, Baba. Let us take them to the neck. Yeah.
Can't do that, man.
Why not?
They're going to arrest you here. You know
and then what's going to happen? They're going to arrest you and charge you for what?
Yeah,
for
then
kicking down the door so that you can play
the papers are going to be like, it's DJ.
There you go. That's great DJ, publicity. Blah. The papers ain't talking about you
then
now.
Then people will be like, this DJ. Ay.
But don't you think that's going to be like, that makes sense? You see, this is what I believe. I look at a lot of like hip hop artists as like, you know, like a benchmark for this thing. Hip hop was going nowhere when I first came to South Africa. That was like 10 years ago. It was really going nowhere. It had a place in the industry, but like you get quieto, house, yeah. house, gospel, yeah. gospel. Ah! Then you're like, oh, here I am, I'm a double HP. You know, that's what was happening. But like, I don't get how. From there, like they got like characters that came in the game. Like AK was so hungry, came in like, I'm so colored and I need to eat. Hey guys, please, I can rap, man. Hey,
yeah.
And I'll sweat anyone if I need to. That worked.
Yeah.
House people come and nod their heads in the club.
Hey.
He asked the guy, hey dude, have you spoken to anyone about your music? I know. And I'm like, yo, this is the problem.
Yeah.
I think the game lacks enough characters who come into it. In America, a lot of people get in because of just they're so charismatic. The music actually starts to like evolve, or like not even evolve, starts to get attached to you because it's the charisma. What were you playing before? You played Young Thug. What's the title of the song? Riri.
And that was a tune.
Yeah.
You see? But if you hear what this fool is saying, all I can do is, I think he's actually played during the play. Some people understand how bad the song is. But like, because the creative process of house music is very complex. I would expect you guys to be celebrated a whole lot more. Like, I know a gang of DJs, though.
True.
Like, yo, DJ Pop, DJ Steaky, yo, DJ Chakalaka, hey, bro.
They're out.
Yo, Aish, yo, DJ Gas, yo, then DJ Gasoline, then there's DJ Gasoline,
and
Petroleum,
DJ Martin Kari.
Yeah, then there's, yo, then there's DJ Greyhound.
Translux.
Yo. Yeah. Then there's the old school cats about Malankani. What's the other one? Yo, hey, there's another dude, man. Positive K. I've never understood.
Positive gay.
You know Positive K?
Yeah, I do know the guy.
He's a legend, dog. Like, he's like a Chisanyama general. Like, yo. Because you know Chisanyamas have that, like, deep house flavor. And, like,
yeah.
And then, like... And like everyone's holding their belts and like, you know, and the shoes are pointed like, yo, hi, yo. Hey.
Palesa.
Some conversations on CliffCentral.com. Unscripted. Welcome to the Afternoon Madness.
Yo. Don't forget to send us WhatsApp.
Exactly. The WhatsApps, okay, we got
send
the number
the WhatsApp,
back.
Miss.
Sorry, we were blocked, but now we're back on 079-748-2090. Let us know how you feel. We've got Aisha the Bear, and we got DJ Lesh SA. Don't forget the SA, because there's another Lesh somewhere there hiding.
Yes.
Yeah. And yeah, we'll catch you in the next 2 minutes.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters. At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
Back on again, Zim conversation. But Palisa, can you not just fade? You know, like
that was a good tune. Lish.
It was actually a very dope tune. But Palisa just technically ruined everything. Just off. Eh?
She's smelling that briny.
She's like a Shebeen queen today. I switch off my sound, man. And tomorrow. Oh God, I'm gonna die. Shout out to DJ Lesh. In the background, we had your joint. What's the name of the joint?
It's Uyandichela.
Okay, and the vocalist on the joint?
It's Oluhle.
He was excited because apparently Oluhle is from Zim, but we don't know about it.
Yay,
well, shout out to Les, you know. Okay, and she's based in the UK now?
Yeah.
And I'm figuring, was that a collaboration that was created between you and DM, or your guys already knew each other from before?
Yeah, we knew each other from before.
Okay. Yep. Everybody forgive me for my poor eyesight, of which it is really, really bad. So I'm just going to read out a couple of the WhatsApps as they come in. Hey, this is so bad. Shout out to DJ Lesh SA. His latest single is actually, it's actually picking up in Pretoria in the underground market. Dope, because there is that underground like vibe going on in the house scene.
Yeah.
Which is quite crazy.
Yeah.
The next one, this says, hi, I also love to give a big up to DJ Lesh. So far the detail, is that detail?
SA.
No, the detail, I'm right here, Palisa. Okay. Okay, my bad. Okay, see, I told you. It's. Okay, highlight it for me. Okay, that's still not working. I'm just going to have to get closer. You know what? Let me wait for a couple more to come in. I'm going to get closer to the screen, and I'm going to read out a couple of your WhatsApps because your people are actually hollering at you, which is very, very dope. And that really happens.
Yeah.
People don't like to holler at other people. People don't generally like to show love in Africa. It's hard for us. Very hard. Yeah. You didn't know?
No, I didn't.
I'm sure you know. You're a DJ. How many times have you played and everyone's like, hey, yo, this one, yo, hey. This one.
I don't get that.
You never?
No.
People always rock to your sounds.
Yeah, man.
For real?
Yeah.
I need to take you somewhere.
People show me love.
We're going to test that theory. Yeah.
Do that.
I'll definitely take that. Do that. Because, you know, obviously, like, you know, we're really big into the media scene and you know, and doing events and parties and stuff. Yeah. It'd be nice to have you come out and perform at one of our gigs.
Like that,
you know, we're not going to pay you, that's for sure. Because, like, you know.
You know, yeah, in South Africa, they don't pay DJ.
No, they don't pay. You see? Your boy's in the back like, what? For free? We're gonna give you 4 bottles of Savannah.
No, we don't drink.
I got 2 big booty girls waiting
no
for you.
No alcohol.
Yeah, man. You got big titties too. They're down for whatever. You know, that's how it's gonna be. Yeah? Hey, man. If I had the budget, you know, I'd hook you up, man.
Yeah, I know.
I got girls and 4 drinks. Okay, you can convert your 2 into water. Your boy can take the other 2 bottles of Savannah. Okay, wait. Look, I still can't see Palace. This is the thing. I really cannot see. Okay, Palace is going to move for a second so I can go to the other side. She's angry at me. But
maybe give him your glasses also.
Actually, that's going to work, to be perfectly honest. Okay, the next person we're going to have on the show has to be someone who can help me with his eye problem. Okay. Big ups to Olufle, crazy bassline, and this is from House Heads RSA, Chivoski, which keeps popping up quite regularly, okay? This hashtag Chivoski, what does that mean? Is that the dude's name, or is that like an underground house?
He's a DJ.
Oh, he's a DJ?
Yeah.
Okay, shout out to Chivoski, man, you know, hopefully we can have him on the show one time.
Yeah, he's also having his own radio show.
Okay, dope.
On MND Radio in Pretoria.
MND Radio, yeah. Okay. Well, we don't really push other shows, so, but, you know. But we try to keep it like, you know, yeah. Don't do that, man. Like, don't come and talk about. We never spoke about Skrillex or like, you know, we only spoke about Black Coffee, the obvious people. But now you're going to piss us off and be like, we're just going to start talking about other people. You know, like other house DJs, other producers, like Clock, you know, Clock, you know, he produces too.
Yeah.
But like, how do you see the house scene so far? Okay, Paris, you can come back.
There's huge potential out there. Very, 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 very. So there's too much potential in the house scene.
Okay.
The scene, like, it's getting bigger and bigger all the time. So, because we niggas, we very hungry, man.
What category house are you? Because there's different, I know there's different categories.
Yeah, there's Afro House. There's
You didn't know. Deep House, Funky House.
Somebody just started asking questions in this motherfucker.
Thank you.
Oh, really? Okay. You know what? Hey, you know what? I should go on. Now we're going to know categories of a house, you know? I had all my questions here. I was going to ask him, do you have kids next? He just ruined it for me. It's crazy, man. But anyway, you're gone, man.
So, yeah.
But what genre is it? It's actually genre, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Genre. Yeah. That's it,
yeah. You see why I asked the question? Because I know this stuff, you know? No, genres, all that stuff. Yeah.
Actually, I don't like to sort of limit myself in a way. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that I'm a Afro house producer, deep house producer.
Yeah.
I produce music.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. That's like a very good radio answer. So, okay, everyone at home is probably excited, like, hey, he's a producer, guys. Okay. Or maybe you're just marketing your business.
I'm for real.
Those caps don't come for free. You don't have, there's no less printing that I know, or less embroidery. So if you're here to market your business, you better do it right. You definitely better do it right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you basically produce all genres of music.
Yeah.
So it's not just like limited to house?
Nope.
Wow.
Do something like
maybe you should invite him out to your show then.
Yeah. Come to H-Town.
Like
H-Town,
like
especially, okay, I'll be very, very honest. H-Town is a know, we're not too good with house. You know, we know that the good.
Why not introduce it?
We actually, yeah. have tried. They only know the good songs. Ululu. that's one of the good. That's one of the good songs. Right? That's not. That's one of the good songs. I don't know. Especially the one with the bands. Holy. Okay. But anyway, okay, look, so maybe Bulawayo is going to work because Bulawayo is a big house community. Mm-hmm. I'm actually saying it from a business perspective.
I know a good DJ. Yeah, he's very good.
What's his name?
Barry.
Barry?
Yeah, Barry Weber. He's in Bulawayo. He plays great house music.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but what does he play? What's his genre of house? Since we're going
deep house, funky house, that's okay. What I've, yeah.
But deep house, funky house works more for your like Chisanyama's bars and restaurants, right? Mm-hmm. I can't get jiggy to the deep house and the funky house in the club. Like it's like you start to pass out on the bottle of whiskey. But like I don't know, when you're in a Chisanyama, it has that, it works, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe because it's more of a relaxed and like, but for me, I think Chisanyamas in this country are really like you know, they're just outdoor clubs. That's really what they are. Am I right by saying that?
Yeah, you can say that.
I can't
in
say
Centurion,
that.
Right? The one in Centurion.
I've not even been to the one in Centurion, never in my life.
Oh.
And I'm like 15 minutes away from Centurion. How is that one?
Guys, the way you say it, man. That's it.
Well, how is it? I don't know. I really would like somebody to, you've been there, right? You've played there before.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, like you're like Chisanyama general
chilled
also. You're like positive K now.
No, dog. Chilled vibes.
Chilled vibes, yeah. Right? Chilled. The ladies out there.
Yeah. It's some sort of, the music is chilled.
Yeah.
Then you get some matured people there.
Oh, you get,
as you
types,
said,
yeah.
Shoes, yeah. And stuff.
Everyone, yeah. And you've noticed, like, the latest, like, BE craze now is Aeronautica. You know? Everyone's got an Aeronautica cap or an Aeronautica shirt or, like, what is wrong with these dudes, though? Like, man, like, you know, these things. Look, I'm not a hater. Let me put it out there.
Yeah.
Between 1 and 2 on this show, I'm not a hater. Any other day, I'm a hater. But what is it with a certain label? Like Takeshi. Remember Takeshi Jeans? Remember that wave of Takeshi Jeans? You don't remember that?
No.
How are you a Chisanyama general? You don't know these things.
Not a general, man.
It's Takeshi. Gucci's played out now, but they can't let go of the Gucci caps. Original or fake, they'll rock them. Is this Aeronautica? Do you know the label, Aisha?
No.
You don't know it?
No.
Aeronautica Militaire. You don't know it?
No, definitely not.
Patterson, you don't know it? I'm the only dude who knows about this label. I swear, when you guys start seeing it pop up, it's like, oh my God, this one.
Oh, yeah.
It's everywhere. Okay, the first person I saw wearing was Reg from Obala. And like he was like totally abusing it. Like everything. I'm going to wear this thing today. I think that's how they actually dress up. Do you think those BE guys dress up like that? Like they open their wardrobe like today. When I get in my 4-pipe and I arrive there today with the men bag. I'm going to have the men bag today. I'm coming out. Oh man, like
yo,
the things I've seen in this country, I swear to God, like, you know, I swear, but like that's what makes you love South Africa even more. It's so diverse and different. I've just never like bought into that. Like I remember a girlfriend of mine bought me one of these like really expensive Italiano, like, you know, those Mkaba out shirts, yeah. And like she's like, yo, this shirt is like 8,000, like, and I verified it, like, yo, this shirt is 8,000. And I'm like, yo, but how am I gonna wear this? And where?
I'm like, yeah.
I'm like, you know what? When my Chisa Dinama day start, this is gonna be the first thing I rock. I'm gonna enter there like, yeah. Can you see me now? I'm here. Because you can't just go to Chisanyama like normally, like looking like every regular person. You have to have something expensive on.
Yeah.
And you can't
stand out.
Yeah, you're definitely. Oh.
Yeah.
And you must have a yellow bone. A serious one.
A yellow bone.
Mm. She must be glowing in the passenger seat as you're driving in. No time to play at the Chisanyama. That place is for cool dudes. Yeah, no. that's, I think that's why I avoid chisanyamas, because I'm not cool. I'm really like, you know, so it's for cool dudes. Like, you have to be super cool, because you get there in a supercharged vehicle with a supercharged woman. Yeah. Your phone has to be like the size of my hand. You're like, oh, and you always have to be on it. Hello.
Hello. Like a TV by your ear.
Yeah, you said more. We're buying more right here. Many bottles, bottles of Moet, yeah. Like, yo, like half the girls with them don't even drink the stuff. Like, ay, shit, God, why you just get the girl with Savannah, man? That's all she needed. You know, that's really what she But yeah, going back to your career, where do you see yourself production-wise now? Who would you rate yourself against?
Now.
Yeah.
Now.
Not DJ Spoo. Does he produce that guy?
He does, yeah.
He does?
Yeah.
So all those Remember When It Rains, that was his production?
No.
No, it wasn't, right?
No, but he does produce.
But that was one hell of a joint, though, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. That was quite crazy. I remember I used to get so smooth. Oh, yeah. Anyway, go. But, yeah.
So, Joe.
Or you're just better than everybody else. It's okay
to
say.
No, come on. No, come on. I wouldn't.
He's trying to be different and stand out.
Yeah, I wouldn't rate myself.
How long do you want to last in this business?
Forever, man, until I die. Then
it's not going to work if you're going to be nice like this. Take them by the throat, these people. Yeah. Come on, man. Huh? Be like Simba. One man show, but there's a lineup of 20 people.
it's not DJs.
Yeah.
It's not DJs. It's like your AKAs, your Casper Vest, or whatever. So he's the only DJ. That's the reason he says he's one man show.
Oh, so now you're even. So you come all the way here to support him even.
He's a homie.
What's trying to make you look good? Oh, he's a homie. You owe him something.
Hey.
No, but shout out to Shimzo, man. Very, very talented man. Doing very well. Extremely well. I know, is he still doing his Christmas event?
Yeah.
He's got a Christmas event, right, every year.
Yeah, one man show.
Yeah. So I was right, it's a one man show. Yeah. And he does about how many people with that now? 15,000, 20,000?
Yeah, somewhere there.
Wow. Hmm.
Fill up this. It actually fills the stadium up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's
crazy, man.
That is actually pretty crazy.
Too much.
You should do that.
So yeah, exactly.
Next year, I'm waiting.
One day.
One day.
Our VIP ticket.
It's on. Like, how hard can it possibly be for you to... Like, how is your fan base in Tembisa?
It's a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people...
Is that where you gig the most?
No.
Okay. No. Where do you gig the most?
I would say around Jersey.
But where?
There's a lot of places. I can't.
I'm not
a resident DJ.
No, but I'm saying, but where do they regularly keep putting alerts on your phone? Who keeps throwing money in the bank?
Yeah.
Like, you know, is there a specific place that you really like going that they always call you out, you know, which is not bad, which sounds like Centurion, Chizanyama.
Okay, good. Okay, I'd say in Tembisa.
Okay, but where?
Boy Santa, it's Shimza's place.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's it called?
Boy Santa.
Boy Santa.
Yep.
Oh, so that's like his...
Yeah.
What is it? Is it a Chizanyama? Is it a... What is it?
No, it's a sort of a club.
Is it? I didn't know you had a club in Tembisa.
Cool. It's a cool, very cool place.
Hey, this guy's gone, eh?
Very.
Yeah, eh? He's a silent killer.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. And how many people would you say pack up that place?
Oh, yeah, like 150.
Oh, for real? So it's like more like a lounge kind of situation.
Yeah.
Very dope. Nice. Very, very nice. And before we even like, because I usually end up like almost in this. What is this? Social media? I don't want to do that today. Because Kev is not here. He's not going to make us rush into doing anything. We're going to relax ourselves. Yeah. So please tell us. Okay, wait. I'm going to try and get closer and see. Okay, right. How can people get a hold of DJ Lesh SA merchandise? And this is from WhatsApp.
Okay, check me out, man. Check me out on Facebook. It's DJ Lesh SA.
Yeah.
DJ LESH SA.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can email info@djleshsa.com. Also, you can find us on Instagram, which is at DJ Lesh SA, and on Twitter at DJ Lesh SA. And for bookings, you can email bookings@djleshsa or tepiso@djleshsa or kg@djleshsa.
Damn.
Yo, that's a lot.
Can't we just talk to one person?
Yeah, I'm giving you all alternatives, man.
Wow,
yeah.
But that's actually the best way to do it. Just in case the other... Because, you know, I've realized there's a big problem with administration in Africa.
Yeah.
You holler at the guy that they say, please call Mike for bookings. Mike is always offline. So, yeah, good thing you're like seven people. And the brother you came in the studio, who's that? Who are you, man?
Oh, this one.
You can talk, man.
Come, dog. Come.
What
come.
Is it like? The whole DJ left? Bunch of crazy people.
I'm actually his cousin, eh?
Oh, for real? Yeah. Oh, so okay. Oh, and so you're not like his manager or anything?
No, I'm not his manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just his cousin. And supporting him today.
Feeding off the hype. I know.
Yeah, man.
I know those type of cousins, you know. Nasty C spoke about these type of cousins before. But at least this one showed up now before the real fame comes. You know? Are you also from Tembisa?
Yeah, I'm also from Tembisa, Kempton Park.
Dope.
Yeah, Pachakis.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you a DJ as well?
No, I'm not a DJ, actually.
Okay. But you're just a lover of music.
Yeah, I'm just a lover of music.
Yeah.
House music.
Yeah.
But I'm more into hip-hop, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. That's where you need to be a player.
Yeah.
That's just where you really need to be at.
Yeah.
I don't mind the house too much, but the hip-hop is really where...
Yeah.
What was that? Okay. Basically, we're being substituted. That's what that sign means. So yeah, I don't know if you got a little message for your people out there that you'd like to, you know, obviously extend to them, your fan base, your listeners. Tell them what they should look out for next and how they should get you on social media, my brother.
Oh yeah, 2017 is gonna be a very big year for me.
Oh yeah,
there's a lot of stuff lined.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys should follow me on Twitter, on Instagram.
Yeah.
And check me out on Facebook, which is DJ Lesh SA. LESHSA.
And that's DJ Lesh SA is across all platforms, really, right?
Yeah.
Twitter, Instagram.
Yep.
At least you got it right the first time. It's kind of hard to do that.
Yeah.
Mine is good too. Mine is just Camo Piri like everywhere.
It's good. Long, bro.
How is it long, dog? How is that long? If you count, it's probably about the same amount of letters in your own. You know that, right?
Wow.
There you go. How's DJ trying to do the match, though? All right. Well, we're coming down to the end of the show, Aisha. Would you like to reiterate and remind the people
of
the most important thing that is happening in your life next year?
Yes. 2017 is also going to be huge for me and so many other people that follow me.
Yeah.
I just want to inspire, and if they want to follow me on Instagram, I am Aish S-A, which is A-I-I-S-H-S-A, on Twitter as well. Facebook, it's Aisha Dabir. And yeah, my page is Fashion Designers Expo Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
I also have a clothing line, which is Aish Inspired Clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, next year there's so many other opportunities.
You got a website though, don't you?
I do.
Yes.
Which is www.aishinspiredclothing.com.
Mm-hmm.
And FDEZimbabwe.com.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah, so
everything.com, so it stays international.
Yes, exactly.
Most people are like, dot koza. Like, no. Dot COZW. No. Just go .com. It's better. But yeah, thanks for you guys coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Had a fantastic show once again. Another hour of bliss and pleasure. Yeah, it did actually.
Damn.
Like, you know, man. We kind of miss KF though. Yeah. Just kind of sad. But hey, you weren't here, so I guess we'll catch him next week for the last edition of Zoom Conversations, which will be on New Year's Eve, which is going to be very, very interesting. No, it's not New Year's Eve, no, sorry, it's on the 30th. Sorry, my bad. On the 30th, which I guess for us will be our own little, like, Cliff Central Zoom Conversation New Year's Eve. Does that? Okay.
You just broke his heart.
Yeah. Well Tech said they're not going to be here, so yeah. But yeah, make sure you catch us on Zoom Conversations 1 till 2 every Friday. And yeah, enjoy your Christmas holiday. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy Christmas.
It's going to be Christmas on Sunday. Yeah. And yeah, enjoy yourselves.
Inspiring.
Yeah, cool.
CliffCentral.com.